Savage Boy. He's Average Boy. He's Average Boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 55 of the official Average Boy. You know what, Jesse? I'm going to let you introduce episode 55 of the official Average Boy podcast. Go ahead.
What? Wait, you were doing so well, Bob. Besides, I think it's your turn.
I know, but you know what? I'm working on letting things go, so I thought that might be a good way to start episode 55 of the official Average Boy podcast and introduce our topic. So go ahead, Jesse. Introduce it.
But you told everyone, well, okay, here it goes. Welcome to episode 55 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, and I'm pretty sure everyone knows this is our 55th episode because we've said it four times already.
Just 51 more times left before we say welcome to episode 55, 55 times.
I think five times is probably good enough, Bob. You should let the other 50 go. And you know, if you want to work on letting stuff go, you can also let go of that donut and pass it over here.
Sorry, Jesse. It's already eaten.
Okay. So you're working on letting stuff go, huh?
Yeah. Have you ever tried to do something that didn't work out so great?
Yeah, I just tried to get that donut, but my stomach is still empty, so that was a fail.
Okay, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, last week I tried water skiing again, and so many things kept getting in the way.
What were some of those things that got in the way?
Well, here's a small thing. We don't own a ski boat.
Well, yeah, I can see how that would stop you from water skiing. A boat is one of the most important things to have if you want to water ski.
Yeah, we do have a small rowboat, but Dad said that he couldn't row fast enough for me to get up on the water. I pointed out that I'm pretty lightweight, but you know what? He wouldn't even try.
I sort of have to agree with your dad. To water ski, you have to be going at least 15 miles per hour.
Yeah, but you know what? My dad's a pretty good rower. You know, I had faith in him.
Faith works when it comes to believing in Jesus, like it says in Ephesians 2:8, "For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift." But I don't think any amount of faith would have helped your dad row 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Jesse.
Yeah, and there's something else I'm right about. You didn't meet any Amish water skiers, did you?
No, wait a minute. What? How do you know that?
Well, the horses can't go fast enough in the water.
Okay, that was great.
Wait, you actually liked one of my Jesse jokes?
Remember our theme? I'm practicing on letting things go, like expecting your jokes to be funny. So I'm just going to laugh at everything.
Well, I'm going to let that comment go and just ask you to continue your story.
Oh, yeah. So water skiing. We were water skiing without a boat. Okay, I realized I couldn't let my disappointment stop me, so I decided to find a way to borrow a boat. My plan was to subtly see if someone at church would loan us their boat.
How did you plan to do that?
Well, I knew Mr. Arnold at church. He had a boat, so I subtly planted the idea in his mind about loaning the boat to us.
Wow, how did you do that?
Oh, I walked up to him and said, "Mr. Arnold, can we borrow your boat?"
Oh, yes, very subtle.
Yeah, I thought so too, but my dad didn't. But Mr. Arnold said yes. He said that we could borrow it the next weekend, so my family made plans to spend an entire day at the lake.
Oh, that's awesome how God provided you with a boat. But before you go on, I noticed at the very beginning of this podcast that you said you were going to water ski again. So you've tried water skiing before?
I have. That's another thing I had to let go of, actually. I had a really bad experience the first time I tried it. But I let go of that failed memory, and then I just tried again. You see, Billy's dad used to have a boat, and he took us out one day. And I got in the water with my skis, and then I just held onto the rope.
Yeah, so far so good.
Yeah, then Billy's dad gave me all the secret codes that skiers and boat drivers have between each other.
Secret codes? What do you mean?
You know, like if you want the driver to go faster, you'll put a thumbs up in the air. If you want him to slow down, you put a thumbs down. And if the driver's about to run into a sunken tree because he's looking back at you skipping across the water, you're supposed to make a really strange face and go, ah!
I've never heard of that last one.
Yeah, neither had Billy's dad. You notice I said he had a boat?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Everything started well because Billy's dad was really patient with me. I think he listened to our podcast on patience because he didn't get frustrated at all having to keep swinging the boat around to let me try again. However, I just could not stand up on the skis.
Water skiing is really difficult. At least it was for me. You use these muscles that you don't normally use in everyday life.
Evidently, you use muscles that I don't even have. But I didn't let that discourage me, though, Jesse, and eventually I did get up.
Oh, that's great. So how long did you ski for?
4 seconds. That's when we hit the tree and my water skiing career was put on hold. Also, it took me about 2 months for the water to finally empty out of my nose. But you know what? It was worth it for the 4 seconds of excitement.
You know, I think it's great that you took that bad experience of water skiing the first time and put it behind you. You know, it's important to try again when things are difficult. In fact, the Bible talks a lot about that. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus."
Oh, that's a great one. And Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19 says, "Do not remember the past events. Pay no attention to things of old. Look, I am about to do something new." We can't let our past failures stop us from trying something again, you know, because God is always doing something new in our lives.
Hey, there's even more verses about how God is making all things new, which reminds me of something my pastor used to say. He'd tell us that God loves us just the way we are, but he loves us too much to leave us that way. You know, he doesn't want our failures to keep us from becoming more like Jesus.
Yeah, I agree. If I'd let past failure stop me, I would have never learned to do the yo-yo. I never would have learned how to whistle. My dog would have never been dyed purple. And I definitely would have never learned to whistle while doing the yo-yo. You know, we have to realize we're going to fail at some of the things we attempt, but we cannot let that stop us.
You dyed your dog. Okay, that's probably another podcast. And I'm not sure if whistling while yo-yoing is making you more like Jesus, but I have to find out about how the water skiing went with your family.
Well, it was still difficult, but, you know, I was letting go of my past failures and present failures. The first time my dad gunned the boat with me holding onto the rope behind it, I know now what's at the bottom of the lake. I flipped straight over my skis and tunneled down to the bottom of the lake. And the worst part was I was too deep to give my dad the thumbs down, so he never slowed down the boat. I finally popped back up and, I got a nice nasal cleansing.
Well, why didn't you just let go of the rope when you fell?
Jesse, I am not a quitter. You know what? Actually, that's pretty good advice. In fact, my dad asked me the same thing. But you know what? I kept trying to get up on those skis, and now I had some new knowledge in my noggin. You know, I knew to let go of the rope if it wasn't going right. You know, see, I learned from my past failures, and I didn't let it get me down.
You know, I want you to finish your story, but this reminds me of a question that we got from a listener that goes perfectly with this topic. Can I read it?
Oh, absolutely. I'll always stop talking to hear from our listeners.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Wait, what? What? Oh, yeah, never mind. Jesse, what was the question?
Well, Amara wrote, "Hi, Average Boy. I really like your programs and books. My favorite adventure is Just Take a Mulligan from book 2. I'm the oldest of 5, and I have to take care of all of them sometimes, and it gets tiring. And they don't listen at times. I tell my parents and tell my siblings to listen, but my brother is disobedient sometimes and gets punished. Is there something I can do to help him?"
Oh, wow. This does go perfectly with our topic today. The answer to your problem, Amara, is obviously take your brother water skiing.
No. That's not why I brought up her situation. You know, she's getting discouraged because she's getting tired of taking care of her siblings. You know, she needs to let go of past failures and just keep trying.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. Yeah. Continue talking to your parents and siblings and have your parents set up some ground rules. You know, you're not your brother and sister's parents, so they're not going to want to listen to your rules. I certainly know my brother Brian doesn't listen to me when I tell my brother what needs to get done.
Yeah, and don't give up, Amara. Spend time in prayer as a family. And be sure to encourage your brother to work with you to make a peaceful household. You know, maybe he doesn't realize how much stress his actions are causing. But whatever you do, just don't give up.
Yeah, and then take him water skiing.
Yeah. Okay, well, now let's hear the rest of your water skiing story, Bob. After you drank half the lake and got the other half up your nose, what happened?
Well, my dad decided to give me some time to rest my muscles by letting my brother try to water ski.
Ah, well, that's a good idea. How did your brother do?
Yeah, that's not really important right now.
Bob?
Okay, fine. He did great. He actually popped up the first time, and then he skied all over the lake without falling once. I guess I should have been excited for him, huh?
Yeah, you should have. You know, when your brothers or sisters are good at something that you're not good at, you should still rejoice with them. We all have different talents, and not everybody is going to be good at the same things. You know, just think of how boring it'd be if we were all good at the same things.
Yeah, it'd be like a podcast without both of us on it, you know? Totally boring.
Well, I'm not going to correct you there because, you know, I sort of agree with you.
Yeah, and honestly, that's what my brother did. He kept encouraging me. He also didn't rub it in my face or say anything mean about me not being able to get up on the water skis. You know, at least I don't think he did. My ears were pretty plugged up with lake water, so it was really hard to hear.
I'm sure Brian was encouraging, and I'm guessing your dad was too.
They were, and then it finally happened. I actually got up on the water. Like, I popped right out, and I was just scooting across the lake. Jesse, it was so amazing. And that's when I got the idea for this podcast. You know, if I'd let my past failure stop me from trying again, I would have never felt the excitement of standing on top of the lake. You know, Jesus stood on top of a lake as well.
I did know that. And he didn't need a boat or skis. Well, then what happened?
Oh, well, Peter shouted out to Jesus and started walking on the water toward him. It was awesome.
No. I mean, what happened to you?
Yeah, I'm getting to that, Jesse. Remember what happened to Peter when he took his eyes off Jesus?
Yeah, he looked at the waves and all the obstacles around him, and he began to sink.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Although, I didn't sink slowly. I hit the water like a torpedo. Oh, and did you know swarms of gnats hover right over lakes?
Yeah, you know, bugs will sometimes swarm over a body of, wait, oh no.
Oh, yeah. We skied through a giant swarm of gnats. And of course, my mouth was open because I was so shocked to be up and skiing. You know, if I'd had some honey, I would have been just like John the Baptist.
Sort of. I think he ate locusts.
Okay, but still in the bug category.
True, and I'm proud of you. Not because you ate bugs, but because you had a great adventure, you let go of past failures, and you stayed focused to accomplish something you really wanted to do. But there's still one thing we forgot to do on this podcast.
order more donuts to get the bug taste out of my mouth?
No, but that's a good idea. You actually forgot to introduce yourself at the start of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, good catch, Jesse. Okay, here goes. I'm Bob Smiley, a.k.a. Average Boy, a.k.a. the skipping sun skier of satisfaction. Oh, a.k.a. the babbling, buoyant, bug-eating boy of balance. Also the co-host of the Official Average Boy podcast.
And speaking of podcasts, that's the end of today's Official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. If you haven't heard our other podcasts, you can go back and listen to them all at averageboy.org. And at that website, you can also find links to subscribe to Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, where you can read a new Adventures of Average Boy story every month.
And you can also click on the link to the Focus store to buy my devotional books, Devotions for Super Average Kids, Books 1 and 2. You know, they're filled with advice, biblical wisdom, and a lot of laughs.
Speaking of laughs, we'd love to hear more of your jokes or questions. You can message us at averageboy.org by clicking on the Ask Average Boy link, or you can call us and leave us a message at 1-888-465-6595. Just make sure to get your parents' permission before you call, because we might use your question or comment on a future podcast.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, telling you, don't be average.
Be super average. And never eat a bug.
No!